John's over by the bar taking a picture of people. That's what's happening. Hey, welcome to Scouters Podcast. I see a whole bunch of people I don't think I've ever seen here before. So, Mike, I'm scared.
Good.
All right. So what happens in this the whole thing is Mike, this is Mike to my right.
Hello.
Which I realized when I listened to the podcast, it's audio left, which
you
is really...
You could switch that, probably.
Nah, probably. Yeah. But normally what happens is Mike, myself, and John, who's over there... He's left us ready. We usually just talk about stuff, and I mess things up because I'm awkward.
Well, you have a specific list of things to talk about. You're not just talking about random stuff.
Oh, no, I have a list of things to talk about.
I want you to know it is minorly prepared.
Yes.
Just sit up here and ramble.
Yeah. I have T-shirts.
It might be kind of a ramble.
My first thing I have is T-shirt.
T-shirt.
So, John.
Should we wait for John? He said, I need to take a photo, and...
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like, they're like teenage girls taking selfies.
It might be. I don't want to wait for him. But
he's
stealing more laughs over there anyways.
Yeah. They're having a great time over
Jesus.
There.
Jesus. He better dictate what's happening over there when he comes up here. Because I want them to laugh. Hey. Oh. There he is. No. Don't applaud him.
Yay.
They didn't applaud for us either. So
okay.
That's okay.
All right, so this is John. There we go. The topic is T-shirts, John.
T-shirts.
Yeah,
what's up?
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
You're wearing one.
I know. It's okay. Here's
what do you mean
thing.
You don't get it?
Okay, here's the thing. Yesterday, who in here likes Labyrinth? Round of applause. The movie Labyrinth?
David Bowie. 80s movie.
Okay.
You have no idea what that movie is?
It's fine.
Wow. It was made before they were born, probably.
But they have DVDs and video. It didn't, destroy the movie.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's a pretty good movie. You can see David Bowie's crotch.
Okay. No, I don't want to see that.
It's giant balls.
David Bowie. It's the most distracting thing
There's
ever.
A point where you watch the scene, it's kind of a serious moment. He's standing center screen, and the crotch is center screen, and it's like, just like...
No.
Have you not seen this movie?
No, I have not. That's the thing.
Because of that?
No. I mean, I like Jennifer Connelly, but she's like 15 in the movie, so that's weird. If I watched it like before I was 18, maybe that would have been better. But so I have two. I've never seen the movie.
Yes.
And I know like five David Bowie songs. I won't say his name wrong.
What are they?
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, good. Benny and the Jets.
No.
Crocodile Rock.
Piano Man.
I can, the one
with the sunshine go down on me.
I can be your hero.
Heroes, you mean?
Heroes.
I can be your hero.
Changing.
Changes. Do you know a song by David Bowie?
Yeah, I just said three
you
of them.
Haven't said a single
no,
one.
No, you haven't
yet.
Said
no, the one. Mr. Martian Man. What's it called? David Bowie. The Flying Ziggies.
Still, you are 0-0 still. You've not seen
so I know Ziggy Stardust is a character, but is there a song named Ziggy Stardust?
Yes, there is.
There you go. And
okay, that's one.
I said Heroes after John helped me. Right. Changing is the
changes.
Yes. There, three of them.
Did you just learn English recently? problem with tenses.
There's a song in Amplitude. It's a video game. There's a song in Amplitude. It's about a big fat dog. I don't remember what happened.
About a big fat dog?
Everyone says hi. That's it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep. And he says, and your big fat dog. Yeah. It's funny. It's you'd have to be there. That's okay.
Unfortunately, all David Bowie material has been destroyed and no one can look back on it anymore.
No, Amplitude is a video game. I'm going to lose 95% of the crowd only because Brian knows.
I don't know that you had them, but...
But... Okay, it's a music game, and you push buttons, and it makes noises, and then, huh?
Guitar Hero?
It's like Guitar Hero, but before it, like the one before it. So, whoever said that, yes. Giving them yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What?
Guitar Hero?
No, fuck, John, or what's his name?
What did I do?
No, that's not CJ. Conrad. What? Guitar Freaks was Guitar Hero in Japan, whatever. Fucking no. It's harmonics. Fucking just. We're done. David Bowie. Okay, back to David Bowie.
Why are you yelling at everyone?
I'm getting you. Ooh, where's my. This one. Okay, so.
Anyway, so we're talking about T-shirts.
Yes. So I have a T-shirt that has David Labyrinth on it.
David Labyrinth, yeah. That was the name.
Yep.
David Bowie's face, and it says Labyrinth underneath it.
Yes.
And it's all like 80s colors, like white and blue and pink and stuff.
Okay.
And I have two copies of that shirt. Like two separate copies. Like
two shirts.
Yes, two shirts.
Are they the same size?
Yeah, it's the same everything. And I've never, and I wear it because I'm like, hey, it looks cool. And I wear it, and people are like, hey, that's a good movie. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Because I've never seen it.
You realize, like, if someone randomly says that to you, you can just go, yeah, yeah.
Oh, agreed.
Ooh, what do you say when someone says, hey, nice shirt?
Thank
you. Say,
you.
Why do you say thank you? You didn't make the shirt. John?
Well, yeah, but he's
but why being so why are you being so literal about it? Like people say that just like to say something nice.
Do you think when they say nice shirt, they are congratulating you for making the shirt?
No. I'm saying I have
good job constructing that shirt.
I didn't make it. I haven't seen it. The only thing, I just dressed myself. Like, good job, you dressed yourself today.
No, they're just,
what you're saying.
They're just being polite, or they like the shirt. I'm not a huge fan of Labyrinth, but in Loot Crate, I got a Labyrinth shirt.
Yeah.
And I wore it once, everyone's like, oh, I love that shirt. I'm like, sure. Well, thank you. It's pretty cool.
Maybe they're trying to start a conversation.
Ah. Right. Were any of them ladies?
Yeah.
So your immediate reaction was to be panicked about it.
Yep, that's my life, John. This one, I'm like, this is a Gears of War 4 shirt. I haven't played it.
Did anyone say anything about that?
No, that's the thing.
It's not a cultural icon.
The David Bowie thing, that shirt, I get more compliments from that shirt than any of my other ones combined.
Right, because it was a huge generational thing. Like, David Bowie, huge thing. The Muppets, a huge thing. Jim Henson, a huge thing. That movie, a huge thing.
What does this do with Muppets?
They have...
Oh, in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just labeling
things. You haven't seen it! All right, so it's got, like, four different circles that, like, intertwine together that people could say nice shirt about.
Yeah.
Gears of War, you got one. It's like, I like video games called Gears of War.
Like, I also like skulls.
I haven't even played this one, so I don't. Okay. I can't.
I don't know either. I just know it's a skull.
Well, that's what I figured out too.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all I know. So that's shirts.
So really what we determined is that you're very self conscious when someone compliments you in a shirt that
John,
you like.
No, you can stop after compliments. You're self conscious when someone compliments. Then that's it. Right. If it doesn't have to be me. You could compliment Mike. I'd be like, oh, I'm out of this. Getting out of this area.
He's not going to compliment me on my shirt. A shitty shirt.
How do you know?
That's that old...
It's a bad shirt.
Yeah.
It's a bad shirt.
Okay.
I'm very shirt-liked right now. You know, shirt problem.
What does that mean?
I don't have a lot of shirts right now.
What do you mean a shirt problem? What happened to other ones?
I don't have them.
Where'd they go?
They're either in the laundry or torn worse than this or I've outgrown them.
Should we have a shirt drive?
Maybe.
You want a Labyrinth shirt that's five sizes too big for you, probably?
I wouldn't go that far, Scott. I don't know that far.
He like three.
Oh, yeah.
Five. I also wrote down hamburgers.
Anyway, I also didn't expect to have an audience here, so I...
I know.
and I figured a podcast, you wear whatever shirt you want to wear.
And, okay, not only... This is...
John broke out his motion capture shirt, and...
They're pronounced mocap, for abbreviation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mocap. See? But, oh, God. This is... I don't know what's going to happen, Mike, because there's of all the audience, there's three men. The rest are all women.
What's wrong with that?
That means I'm going to be more uncomfortable.
What was your next topic?
Hamburgers.
What do you think is going to happen?
More? Oh, no.
It's
so uncomfortable.
You think they're going to charge the stage? They are very comfortable. They're not...
No.
What's your next... What about hamburgers?
Hamburgers. Do you eat hamburgers?
Why are you losing steam already? This is your podcast. Because there's a lot of women here doesn't mean...
Because the topics I have now are going to be like, make me look bad. Because I'm like, how long do you wait to eat a hamburger that's in your car?
There's so much to unpack from that sentence. Like, literally, we can spend the whole rest of this podcast talking about that sentence.
How long would it take for you to go, I'm not going to eat that hamburger that's in my car?
So you guys don't know Scott, so we need to get down how this happened and what point did he say that to himself. So,
Four hours.
So first of all...
Oh, see? Okay.
So first of all...
What?
Yeah. What? Right, what
you, where it's from?
Fuck, what would you say?
He said
where the hamburger from?
Like a
McDonald's or like a restaurant?
It's a Burger King hamburger. It was a Burger King hamburger.
Okay, so there are times you're saying that you buy a hamburger and don't eat it.
I'm just no
a fast food hamburger,
and you just don't eat it. So why did you go to Burger King if you weren't going to eat their hamburger?
My brother and I went there. He couldn't finish his food, so I took it. He's like, I'm not going to finish it, and I'm not going to go. We were going to watch a movie, and I'm like, he's like, I'm going to bring this into the movie theater. So I'm like, okay. So I put it in a little box, and I put it on my dashboard. And then after the movie, I pulled it out and started eating it. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, what do you do? I'm like, it's a hamburger, man. He's like, I don't trust food out that late or out that long. And I'm like, it's a fast food hamburger. It can handle being out for more than 4 hours.
How long was this movie that you went to see?
It was, I don't know, 2.5 hours.
Okay.
It was it.
And then you
ate it.
No, well, you said you went in and you saw a movie, and then you came back out and then ate a hamburger.
Well, I mean, I ate it once I got home. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm just saying.
All right, that's fine.
I do
this all the time. Me and my daughter, we call it sneaky burgers. We buy a burger, and then we put it in our pockets, and we bring it into the movie theater and eat it while watching the movie. Oh, it's so much fun.
I thought you were going to say something cool, like just randomly, like you're just anywhere, and you just pull out a hamburger and start eating it.
I guess. I mean, you could, but movie theaters are usually where we do it.
Okay.
But it just feels so decadent and sneaky.
One time when John had a party at his house, it was a fuck winter party, I think.
Yeah.
And he used to throw this until he got married, but he used to throw parties all the time. And then it's fuck winter party because it's like in the middle of January or February. And he's like, I hate cold. We're going to wear shorts and tank tops and sandals, and we're just going to turn the heat up, and we're just drink
fancy.
So I showed up, and I got drunk very fast. And then I passed on the couch.
He did drink like a half a bottle of UV. Like, he didn't just,
in like 10 minutes. But then I fell asleep on the couch, and I woke up, and I was so hungover, but hungry, because it's the morning, and we were going to go see a matinee that day.
That's right.
So this is back when Arby's had their 5 for $5. Got 5 roast beefs for $5. It was like they not 5 for $6, 25 or something. Or pick 5, and it cost you $8. It was actually a dollar a sandwich. I'm like, well, you can't pass this opportunity up. So I bought 5 roast beef sandwiches. And for good measure, a chicken sandwich, because they had good chicken sandwiches. And I shoved them all in my coat pockets. And we're in the middle of the theater, the movie starts, and I pull out a roast beef sandwich. And the noise John made, because he was so angry, we were all hungover, and this warm roast beef smell wafted his face. He's like, what? Oh, he's like, oh, what? And I kept pulling them out. Boop, boop, boop.
But it's like, I don't think I knew about that. I think like we all went in our separate cars, and then you showed up with a bunch of roast beef sandwich. I'm just hungover. I'm eating popcorn and soda. I'm ready to watch this shitty movie. And roast beef is the last thing you want to smell when you're hungover in a movie theater.
I know, it's really good. It tastes good.
Ugh.
It's fun.
Smelling it and not getting to eat a sandwich, that's bad, yeah.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
It's worse when you just kind of smell a roast beef. Yeah.
I remember the worst hangover I had during a movie, like the next day, was I went and saw The Da Vinci Code. Just hung over as shit. Why would
you had a choice? You didn't have to.
Yeah.
Well, we decided we were going to go already. It was during college. I just remember like just having a headache, going, I don't get anything that's going on, and there's too much mystery.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah.
He's not seen Labyrinth. You can't get at me about not seeing Da Vinci.
I haven't seen that either.
I was more surprised.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a movie that no one really cared about, that everyone kind of saw. Everyone's like, ooh, it was that book. Let's go see Tom Hanks solve a mystery, and then everyone was like, no.
Now they
read the book. Oh, sorry.
I didn't either.
I've seen the Mona Lisa, though. So,
great.
Was there blood crawled out?
Crawled out?
No, there was blood crawled out in front of it.
Crawled out?
Yeah.
That's a horror movie.
See, this is the thing. If when John makes a verbal mistake, he sticks with it and doubles down. you try to fix it and panic. Was there blood crawled out? What? Was there blood crawled out?
I don't know. I still...
It doesn't make sense. No, I don't know what he's saying.
I'm thinking like, all right. Okay, now that we have the hamburgers taken care of, how long... Let's pretend you order a pizza.
Okay. Right.
Imagine if you will.
Imagine if you will. Someone made a pizza you can bring home.
Buy a pizza and you don't eat it all.
Yes.
and you're like, the refrigerator's all the way downstairs.
Wait, what do you mean downstairs?
You brought the pizza upstairs?
Where are you eating your pizza?
In my bedroom.
Gross.
No.
Where in your bedroom?
In your bed.
Okay, let's...
Just say it's in your bed. Now everyone knows you eat pizza in your bed.
No. See...
Where do you eat pizza then, in your bedroom?
At my desk, like a human being.
No, don't say that. Human beings do not eat pizza in their bedroom.
It's in my computer desk, John.
Doesn't matter.
Does it? Okay, fine.
Why can't you eat it downstairs?
Because there's no one's down there.
Exactly.
No one's in your bedroom either.
It's yeah. Ooh, that one hurt a little.
Well, what do you think we thought you were gonna say? Where you'd be like, well, no, my girlfriend's up there. Oh, well, then yeah, eat pizza in your bedroom. But we knew you were eating pizza alone in your bedroom.
Okay, so the pizza isn't finished for some reason.
Some reason.
And you don't,
you're one person, and you should eat a whole pizza.
And you don't put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
How long would you go and go, I'm going to just eat it anyways. Like,
a day.
All right. Good.
I was going to say like 4 hours.
4 hours.
Because then it starts like curling up.
I know. And then it's all chewy. John, have you never had floor pizza?
Floor pizza.
It's a college thing.
Describe.
You're in college, and you have a pizza, and you eat some of it, and you put it in the box and put it under your bed. And the next morning...
All right, hold on. Everyone's all right. Raise your hand if you knew about this. One fucking... Two people.
You've done this? Or you've just heard about this? Oh, I've heard of it.
Then
why do you put it under your bed?
Because when you wake up...
in your bedroom again with a pizza.
You're in college, you have one piece of furniture. And then in the morning...
It's just
like,
your bed, that's it.
Yeah.
No other furniture.
And you wake... you have a computer desk, but apparently that's not fucking good enough for you. Jesus. So you wake up in the morning...
We're not talking about college, we're talking about now. That's what I... right? That's what you were
They're called
about.
Habits, John.
He's a furniture habit. Bed and computer desk, that's all he gets. All right, you put the pizza under the bread.
I'm just saying, if you wake...
a cat, too, right?
Do you know the bed? Yeah, now. Not in bed.
So do you put the pizza under the bed when the cat's there?
I haven't done it since he had the cat.
Okay.
All right?
That's fine.
It's been I just spilled... God damn. John, do you know how great it is to wake up in the morning and go, oh, yawn. Oh, I'm hungry. I don't want to go downstairs. You go, whoa, pizza! It's the fucking fastest thing.
Oh my god! I wake up and I go, I'm hungry. Let me walk to the kitchen and have pizza. Same goddamn feeling. Like it's just the same thing.
Not because you can eat a pizza and go back to sleep.
Do you like reach under your bed and like not even like get up? You just like reach under.
We're a civilized society. Like, well, why can't we just wake up and eat pizza from our goddamn fridge? Can't we do this?
You could wake up and order another one.
Room temperature pizza.
Yeah, room temperature pizza is the best, John. Cold? Fuck that.
Don't even start with me, because cold pizza is the best.
Do you like eating cold spaghetti, John?
No, that's different.
Why not?
Fucking cold pizza.
Why not? Is it because the sauce is cold or the noodles are cold? The sauce is cold. No one likes cold pizza sauce.
The noodles are weird the next day. Pizza stays amazing all the way through.
Untrue. I like eating cold spaghetti.
You're the only one who thinks that cold pizza is amazing, and so is warm pizza. Pizza is great. Cold spaghetti? Bullshit. We all agree on that. Warm spaghetti? Amazing. All kinds of pizza? Amazing. That's the difference. Don't compare pizza to spaghetti. It's not the same fucking thing.
I mean, they're the same ingredients.
There's one fucking fast food Italian place. It's called Fazoli's. There's 8 million pizza places. There's a reason for that.
What? No.
He's very passionate about this.
You will not compare spaghetti to pizza.
I'm scared.
You should be. Don't you dare compare that bullshit, plain spaghetti bullshit to pizza.
Oh, all right.
I will order a pizza, and then eat it at a table, and then I will go to bed, and eat it the next morning, just room temperature the next day. But I do make sure it's covered up. You know.
Yeah, I don't just lay it on the carpet. I don't just take it and flip it upside down and put the cheese on the ground and just shove it in.
That's a lot of extra work. That's
Do you think I just take a pizza and throw the box away and go,
No, that's what we were asking.
No, at every moment that you tell us something, we learn something new and amazing that you might do. We don't know. It could be that you do that. We don't know.
That's what we were confused about when you said floor pizza. Because when I think about that, I feel like someone took pizza and put it on the floor and like passed out and then woke up and went, eh, it's carpet.
Yeah, see? Or exactly.
No, I think about like pizza. Not in a box, like just on the floor and then woke up and went, eh, carpet.
Yeah. Well, it's... Anyways, now it's time for the part of the show. I don't know what happened to my... I just slowed down in my brain.
I get angry for joking purposes. I don't really care, Scott. You can eat pizza however you want.
Thumbs up, but not spaghetti.
No, fuck.
No.
You gotta eat that.
Are you saying you've never gone to Olive Garden and then like...
And gotten served cold spaghetti? I sent the shit back.
No, and then like you take your leftovers and it's like, now it's like 7 p.m. You're like, yeah, I got my leftovers. And you go home and just put the thing next to your TV and you just sit and watch TV. And then like you're around like 1 a.m. you're like, I could use some more chicken parmesan. You just stick your hand and you grab it and...
You bring...
I'm a human being. Like, what do you mean? If I went to Olive Garden, which I don't, but like, say if I got a chicken parm, why wouldn't I put it in the fridge to make sure it was okay?
You put it next to the TV.
And then you just sit there until 1 a.m. Well,
and then reach in with your hand.
Even at the latest, like... you ate dinner at 8 p.m., which is the latest. Which means it sat there for 5 hours, and then you just went, chicken parm time.
And grab it with your hand. Just shovel it in your mouth.
That was one time.
No one's done that. Yeah. No one's ordered chicken parm at Olive Garden. Waited 6 hours later.
How much food do you have in your fridge?
I was going to say, why are you so afraid of the fridge?
Why aren't you putting things in
I'm
your
not
fridge?
Afraid of the fridge. This was... Okay, whatever. It's a story that when I lived in my parents' house, I went on a date, and then we hung out at her place for a while.
By a fridge.
No, I'm saying I didn't have anywhere to put the spaghetti, so I left it in my car, and then when I got home, I went down to the basement when I was staying in my parents' house, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to put this in the fridge. I'm not going to run upstairs for a fork. So I just took care of it. It's not a problem. It's not a...
Took care of it.
I'm so confused.
You said that like a mafia guy. So I took care of it.
Took care of it. From Olive Garden?
Yeah.
You took a date to Olive Garden? How'd that go?
She's married now.
Hey, you got her ready.
She has a kid and everything.
Good job.
I keep spilling on myself.
Don't spill on the computer.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Anyways, back to 5-10 minutes ago, I was trying to do the next thing. Oh, no, time for a little segment called Conrad's Question Corner.
Ooh.
Can you ask us a question? That's the...
Can we give Conrad a round of applause?
He's going to still need to be removed by from DACA. And
it's true.
DECA?
DACA.
DACA.
Isn't like DECA like a thing in high school, like a group you join?
Yeah.
Is that like debate club?
Yeah, what you do is you get food at lunch and then you just leave it out in the classroom all day, and then whoever finishes it once the last bell goes wins.
Anyways, Conrad, this is the time Conrad gets to ask a question to us of anything. Okay. And then...
He sounds really excited about it.
As soon as you sigh at the beginning of every...
I have 5 potential questions.
Oh,
one
Jesus.
Is the wild card joke question.
Oh, boy.
So if you guys could pick a random number between 1 and 5...
2!
Okay.
You can let someone else in the audience...
Oh, yeah, never mind.
No.
What? Someone said yell number 1 through 5.
2.
All right, 2, I guess.
All right, I just wrote down heartbreak song.
Heartbreak song.
Yeah, so, is there like a song you listen to when you went through first heartbreak or any heartbreak?
Oh, shit. I know a song that comes right to mind.
Do it.
It got, all right, remember, this is the 90s. So, it's Third Eye Blind.
Oh, was it Jumper?
No. Jesus. It's a song called Motorcycle Drive-By. Nope. Yep. Wait. Yeah, it's probably that. Just, I'm looking it up just in case. Yep, I'm pretty sure it is. You guys... No.
Yep,
it's called Motorcycle Drive-By. It was one of the songs I liked a lot, and there's a girl that I liked a lot, and I compared a lot of the lyrics to things that were happening to us as friends, and it was a whole weird thing because she was dating one of my best friends in high school, and I liked her, though, and then at a dance she kissed me, which isn't a cool thing to do to your friend. But he didn't know about it. I'm really...
it's basically just a teenage romance. Right?
I feel... Yeah, and then... and they broke up, I think, like... Actually, they might have broken up, like, shortly before that. And then she dated...
So you're cool.
Then she dated my enemy that I fucking hate, and I want to hit him with my car.
Your enemy?
An
enemy?
One of my enemies.
Your continued enemy?
Enemies?
Yeah, I have, like, three. Well, I have two now.
Whoa.
That is cold.
I'm just... It wasn't me.
Oh, you, like, made up with them?
No, oh, no. I didn't make up with that. They died.
You took care of them? Like, you took care of that...
Spaghetti?
With my bare hands.
Yeah. I remember my first... Not my first one, but the ones that most prominent is Vertical Horizons, You're a God.
I swear to God, you talk about Vertical Horizon, like, every other month. Yeah. You fucking...
Right, pull that shit up. That, you're a god. Try to pull up the chorus.
Don't worry about my song. Just go to John's. Fucking Vertical Horizon.
He played Jumper.
That wasn't the song. It doesn't matter. Don't play mine. I don't care. It's a slow song.
No, that's acoustic version.
Yeah,
and British.
No, he's saying normal.
Yeah.
This was a hit.
How is this a heartbreak song? It sounds like Sum 41 before Sum 41.
Yeah, they're called Virgo Horizon.
They're so good. Yes.
Great. John has more followers now. That's perfect. More people agree with John.
Because the lyrics is that you're a god and I am not, and I just thought I'd let you go. So it's like a...
Okay.
Calling someone like how much you're in love with them and they don't think the same, so you have to move on. It is great.
The whole album.
The whole Third Eye Blind album is really good.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Motorcycle Drive-By sounds great.
Yep. Maybe a dick about it, John. Do you want me to pull up the lyrics and prove and show you? Like, oh, I knew that before. Oh, wait, hold
Mike,
on.
Mike, what about you?
Right here. It's basically the same thing. When I came to visit you, that's when I knew I could never have you. I knew that before you did.
Why was he talking so fast? It's not even...
John, that's...
There's no song.
Because if I sang it, it'd be like 30 seconds long. And now you're wasting that much time with me explaining this. I could have just sang it. Thanks, John. Mike! Whoa! Do it. Go.
You can't always get what you want by the Rolling Stones.
Ooh.
Well, that's true. That's the title.
Yeah.
Oh.
So your reaction to him was acceptable, okay.
Because Mike doesn't talk...
And to me was anger.
Because Mike talks about more than just Vertical Horizon, John. I'm sorry.
Don't just talk about Vertical Horizon.
Oh, and The Lifehouse. I'm sorry.
The Lifehouse is not even an air band. It's just Lifehouse.
You could play me any Vertical Horizon song, and I would not know it.
It's true. I don't... If he played... I wanna be your whatever the god.
Vertical Horizon's biggest hit. I guarantee you they know it, right? They know this, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she will know because she loves the album.
I meant they. I said they.
They haven't seen Labyrinth. Thank you.
Was like whoop.
The entire theme of Labyrinth is a Vertical Horizon.
Is it?
That's how you find your way through the labyrinth.
1999 hits everything you want.
Well, I didn't want you to tell them. I wanted you to play it. But yes, it is.
Now you made John Conrad mad.
I have a kind of a gap of music knowledge from 94 or 95 to like 2000. I didn't know there was any music.
It sounds like shitty Tool.
I'm not denying that. I'm just... Skip ahead about a minute.
Oh, yeah, this...
See, you know this song.
Just because I know it doesn't mean it's good.
I just said you would know it.
All right. Great. Hey, if you played Third Eye Blind's Semi-Charmed Life, I bet everyone here would know it.
I think we all agree with that, right?
Yeah. What's your point?
Because you yelled at me about the other one.
What?
I never heard of First World Horizon until I met John.
See? I don't know what that's proving anymore. Mike, what's your song? Vertical...
If you were a daughter, Forever by Vertical Horizon is a perfect daughter... father-son dance.
Are you planning already?
I am.
For your daughter-in-law?
I don't have a daughter yet.
You can have a daughter-in-law if your son grows up. And...
I'm not. You don't dance with your daughter-in-law at the wedding.
Why not?
Why not?
You can dance with whoever you want at a wedding. It's a wedding. Dance with anybody.
No, but there isn't a designated father-daughter-in-law dance. That's super weird.
That's a little weird. That's a little strange. Also,
there's a father-daughter dance. That'd be so weird also if my dad would have danced with my wife in a slow dance at my wedding.
You dance with your mom or her mom? Wait.
My mom, because that's what you do. Son, mother, father, daughter.
Why can't you dance with your dad?
I could. It's just a tradition.
I dance with brides at weddings. It's fine.
But not, there wasn't a designated dance. They went, and now here's the bride, Scott Robot dance. And then you just dance the motorcycle bullshit, Third Eye Blind. And then you moved on.
Is that a good dance song?
No, not at all. It's not a good dance song at all.
It's kind of a slow dance.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think it's one of those, starts off slow and kind of picks up a little bit, but not really.
Yeah.
I don't think
she cries on your shoulder.
We're marrying the wrong person or what?
I don't know. I don't know why you're doing
this. Who's this bride?
I don't know. This whole scenario is.
If the DJ played that song at a wedding, I'd go, first of all, I don't think you're getting paid enough because he's doing whatever the fuck he wants. And secondly, I'd be like, oh, you have that on your computer? That's cool. And I'd probably.
What's the third thing you would say?
I'd probably be too scared to talk to the DJ.
Say,
I'd probably just like Facebook and be like, someone played the song.
You got a Vertical Horizon up there?
Yeah. Like, you're a god. He's like, thanks, bro, I am.
One thing, I have a wedding like this weekend, and I hope.
Congratulations.
No, is it hers?
She's getting married this weekend?
Is she?
That would make me laugh really hard if like you knew each other.
Oh, shit!
Like,
it's third time.
Oh, it's a. Her name's not going to be on the sash.
You couldn't even improv a name?
I was going to read it off the sash, and it probably says bed. Bed, yeah, what's
bed,
it called?
Bride to be.
What does it say? Give me a hug? I can't read that.
Bride to be.
Bride to be. I was right the first time.
No, the first time you said bread to bed.
which is what you do.
Which is where the pizza is.
Yeah. You know? Literally, what you do is you bring bread to bed.
All right. Well,
that's a great callback, folks.
Cool. Well,
if he showed up at your wedding, would you let him dance with you?
Oh, of course.
Look at that.
You were like 3 years too late.
Why?
She said, of course, like instantaneous, she would dance.
The wedding's this weekend.
She's getting married to somebody else?
I know, I said,
oh.
3 years too late. What did you think I said?
I know, you said 3 years too late. I'm like, the wedding didn't happen. I can still dance at the wedding.
So you took it literally.
Yeah. I don't know about you, John. All right, now that we got
number one.
The question's done. I have a...
Can I ask the joke question?
The joke question?
Yes.
Sure.
Who is winning the fight? 1 trillion lions or the sun?
Is it S-U-N or S-O-N?
S-U-N.
Okay.
Where are they fighting?
In space?
The sun. Lions can't breathe in space.
I have to say the sun? Can you imagine a trillion... It's just floating aimlessly.
Suffocated, frozen corpses of lions.
I mean...
Slowly tumbling into the orbit of the sun and burning up.
Yeah. We would see that from Earth. We would just see like this, just this mass... just...
like pop rocks.
I don't think they would pop. They would just absorb. Like...
I think one at a time they'd burst into flames.
But... yeah. Now, but would... Would the whole like galaxy smell like burnt hair? If a trillion lions burnt in the sun,
I actually heard that the space smells like burning. Why is that? Wait, why? What does that mean? Why do you guys?
All the lions.
Yeah, this fight's already happened.
I mean,
yeah.
A trillion lions is a lot of lions.
The Big Bang.
Lions got their collective minds together somehow,
like gravity,
and gathered together. Form themselves, there'll be enough mass they could collapse into themselves and form a lion star.
or a
which would be like It'd be like a Voltron sort of deal. They might then be able to defeat the
sun. And then they have a black hole and it sucks the light from the sun in.
And then we're just dead.
So maybe. But and lions acting like lions do? Probably not.
Yeah. Because if they just sat on Earth even, the sun would just bake their corpses after they died of old age.
It's a lot of lions and, you know, they can leap like 10 feet in the air.
Sure. Yeah, but the sun is way more than 10 feet in the air. I mean, it's way up there.
Yeah, but it's 10 feet closer than I am.
Trillion lines.
This is why I ask these questions.
We should start with that one. We got in a fight with the other one.
Well, I think it's time for another segment called Story Time.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
I don't know what that said.
That's Oasis. What's the story?
I've heard of that.
A better band than Third Eye Blind.
Or Vertical Horizon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Third Eye Blind's still together.
Whoa.
Didn't the singer go to jail?
Shut up. Who knows? A lot of people go to jail for a lot of things. So
that was Woody Allen.
Did not go to jail. He's still out there.
So yep. I have I found a website that's a random noun generator.
Okay.
And I hit generate, and then whatever word it is, we think of the first story that comes to our mind about that.
Okay.
Sheath. I have a story.
Go.
Sheath, Mike.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Sheath. You know what a sheath is?
Yes, a couple versions of it.
All right, well. All right. A snake bite, but I don't know any snakes.
I don't know the concept of this thing that you're saying.
Okay.
You said story time. I have a noun. Sheath, Mike, huh?
Yeah. Tell a story.
What does that mean? Do I make
up a story?
I'm saying if
you
let's pretend I hit the button and it goes wedding. I'm like, well, I have a story about a wedding for you. Story about a sheath. Story about a sheath, John.
Story about a sheath.
Who's Chris?
I don't know. Everybody.
There has never been a Chris involved in our lives that I know of.
It's a generic
Chris. Okay. That would have been great.
Karen? Is it Karen? Samantha.
Dimitri.
Is it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah! Third time's a charm.
Third eye blind.
And you were 3 years too late.
Man, you two were meant to be. What's your husband's name?
Jacob. Christopher.
Conrad.
Lyle.
Why would be Lyle?
Frankenfurt. What?
Why are you being weirder?
Frank. It's
a normal name. You were good.
I meant to say Franklin.
Franklin. Is it Franklin?
All right. He doesn't exist.
No. There's no one named Franklin.
So sheath. Anyway, so swords.
Keep that in.
So many years ago in college, I would drink a lot. And I have a couple swords at home because that's what you do.
To cut the pizza.
But one time I was like, it doesn't have to necessarily be about a sheath, but just whatever comes to your mind.
Yeah, okay.
So I had a sword. And I was like, and we were just drinking, swinging swords around.
This sounds great.
But I bought this alcohol, I'm like, because there was this stuff called Hot 100, and it was 100 proof schnapps. It was tastes like cinnamon, or Cool 100 is peppermint schnapps that it was 100 proof.
Ooh.
I was like, these are fun.
They taste like burning.
They a little bit. But then there's one called Root 100. I'm like, ooh, this sounds fun. I like root beer,
Root beer.
So I tasted it. It tasted like licorice. I was like, fuck that. I'm not drinking that. And I was thinking to myself, like, alcohol with... I thought to myself, alcohol that's 100 proof burns.
Yes.
And I have a sword. Mm. I want to make a flaming sword.
Yes.
So I poured the alcohol...
And you drank some of this before?
I had drank some of it, yeah. So I poured it all over the sword, and I lit it.
Where were you when it was?
I was in my parents' backyard.
Your parents' backyard.
Oh, okay.
How old were you?
22.
Okay. Right.
You said during college. I thought I was.
I'm sorry, I messed up.
Yeah.
Were you with anyone else?
I think my brother and friends and stuff. Okay. Two of us were just drinking all the other.
Where's your brother tonight? You
know, he's at home.
Why is he at the show?
I don't know. Ask him.
Jason.
He's not here. I can't ask him.
He's dead. He's doing
stuff. He's resting up for tomorrow.
Okay. Sure.
All right. So I just wanted some context.
Yeah. You basically
plowed through?
No. It was basically just, I lit my sword on fire and I was just swinging it around at night. It was It's a good time. It was fun. That's just...
I wouldn't sell those movie rights.
How is that on me? You blame me for because that bad story? Shitty story? You're like, railroaded past the ending.
No, but that's what I said. Like, that was as good as it was going to get. And you ask questions. I'm like, I haven't finished it yet. And then that was it. It was like when you light a candle or something. Wait. I don't know. It's like when you pause a TV show and you're like, whoa.
And then you start it up and it's the end credits?
Yeah.
Or like you pause it and you turn it and goes, do you want to delete this? This is over.
Yeah, and you're like, what's going to happen to Jon Snow? I got to get a drink. Pause. And you're like, water. And you come back. Oh, it's just, that was it.
Yeah.
That's the next episode. I have to wait a week. Type thing.
Yeah, where they go is big chains.
What chains?
Just a Game of Thrones joke.
I haven't finished it.
Well, it's not finished yet.
Oh. Anyways, do you guys have a Sheath story?
No.
Well, all right.
Don't blame us like we should have had one prepared.
It's a random word generator. We didn't have any Sheath stories.
Sheath story?
They said snake bite? I don't think... I haven't been bitten by a snake.
Was that the second one? Snake bite?
Well, there was other words on there.
I've been bitten by a squirrel.
I also have...
What?
I got bit by a squirrel.
How? They don't even come close to people.
Whatever.
Yeah. What?
Have you gone to college?
Yes.
A squirrel.
Yeah. Didn't you get the orientation, watch out for squirrels at college?
A squirrel hit me with a dry erase marker.
A squirrel hit him with a dry erase marker.
What?
His story's already better than mine.
What are you talking about?
He was in a tree holding a dry erase marker, and he fucking dropped it. Hit me in the head. I'm like, what the hell? Look up. He's just there. Just chippering at me. Chittering. Or whatever they make noise.
Do you know how fucking pissed I am that I've known you for 11 years? This is the first time I've heard about this. I would never peak from that moment in my entire life when a squirrel dropped a dry erase marker from a tree on me. Like, I would never recover.
Threw at him. Like, the squirrel had intent.
Yeah. Every day, anyone I'd meet, they'd be like, my name's Jim. My name's John. A squirrel dropped a dry erase marker on me. They'd be like, what? You're the greatest person ever. I have a million friends.
To be fair, though, I did initiate it. I said, what you got there, buddy? And then he dropped it.
So, yeah, you did start it.
Yeah.
Squirrels don't like confrontation at all. I'll show you. I got a fucking...
They're very passive. All they do is bite or throw markers. So...
I used to date a girl who went to an art school, and the squirrels on her campus used to eat the thrown away cigarette butts and slowly become addicted to nicotine. Which basically used to be very aggressive towards the students walking on campus.
Squirrels are assholes, is what we're learning. Yeah.
Squirrels are just human beings, but short and furry.
That is way wrong, but
that's
okay.
They have a giant tail. They hibernate. They bury nuts. I bury nuts. Hello.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.